Amen. And that is what Christmas is all about right there. Jesus was born, lived a perfect life, died as our sacrifice to pay for our sins. Praise the Lord. Father, thank you for the message of song and just all the music and everything in our service today. Thank you for the spirit of Christmas, and we rejoice that Jesus came and he died for us, made it possible for us to be saved. Please bless now the preaching of thy word. Work in our hearts. If there's anyone here today that does not know Jesus as Savior, I pray they'd be saved. Lord, that they would know him and that this would be the best Christmas of their life. I pray that you'll speak to each of us now in Jesus' name. Amen. You probably think Revelation 13 is a strange passage for Christmas. And actually, it is. I look back. I've never preached from Revelation 13 at Christmas time, but I have been, of course, studying Revelation in our Sunday school class. We're going through the book of Revelation, and when I come to verse 8, it is such a startling verse. It says, "All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him," talking about the Antichrist or the dragon. Actually, both, the dragon, of course, being Satan. "All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." All that dwell on the earth. And I came up with the title, Xmas is coming. Xmas is coming. There's no question that it is coming. According to the Bible, the day will come when those that are wanting Xmas, those that want Christ removed from the holiday, there's folks now actually mocking and saying, "What makes you think Christmas is a religious holiday?" Because in their minds they've already X'd Christ out of Christmas. And there's a day coming when the name of Christ will be illegal. A day coming when the name of Christ will not be allowed, because all that dwell upon the earth shall worship the Antichrist or Satan. And truly, Xmas is coming. I remember when I was little, we used to count down the days. Not necessarily on January 1st, but as it got closer, I do remember calendars that would have how many days till Christmas. And I remember seeing 364 days till Christmas and thinking, that's a long way, I'm not going to start counting that. But I'd get excited, and I know children get very excited. Of course, adults do as well, because of all that's involved in Christmas and everything. And I know right after Thanksgiving is the big time you start counting down. You watch people putting their lights up and everything and putting their trees up. And the word is Christmas is coming, and everybody's excited. And since I got saved, there's even more excitement to me now that I know what it's really all about. And as a child, of course, I was excited about what kind of toys I was going to get. But since I have trusted Christ as my Savior, I'm more excited because we celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ, the Anointed One, Emmanuel, God with us. When God comes as a little baby in a manger and he comes and lives a perfect life as the spotless Lamb of God to be the sacrifice for our sins. I mean, I'm excited about that. I celebrate. That's why we decorate, because we decorate because we're celebrating the birth of the Savior, the birth of the one who would take away our sins, who would make it possible for us to go to heaven. And I'm excited about that. He's our Savior. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. Peace on earth is the word that is used, and it is possible with Christ. Do you understand that? I mean, real peace is possible with the Lord Jesus Christ. We sing joy to the world. Now, joy to the world is possible with the Lord Jesus Christ. And certainly, there's no question about that. Over the years, obviously, I've learned and studied the Bible. Before the birth of Christ, people were looking for the Messiah, the Christ. And afterwards, now, we celebrate that Jesus came and he died on the cross. But this morning, I want to call your attention to another day that's coming. And I would say it's not a good day. It's a day that I'll simply call Xmas. I don't know what it'll be called in that day, But it's another day that's coming. And here in Revelation 13, it does tell us about that day that I'm simply calling Xmas. By the way, I don't think you ought to use Xmas. We did a vacation Bible school, Christmas in June, I believe it was. And we talked about that and had a light that put an X on things as the devil was trying to X out all kinds of things. And certainly we see that taking place today in a subtle way. Maybe it's not so in your face as a preacher of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think it is very, very obvious that Xmas is coming. In Revelation 13, it talks about a time during the tribulation, a seven-year period right after the rapture takes place. All Christians are gone. And it is a time of 7 years of tribulation, which is primarily God dealing with the Jews, His people. But certainly there are many non-Jews that are involved. And during that time, there will be a time here where the Antichrist will be revealed. And his power, the Bible says, will come, verse 2 in Revelation 13, the dragon gave him his power. And verse 4, they worshipped the dragon. Verse 4, they worshipped the beast. And they even say, who is like unto the beast? In my mind, I picture this time and I think that Satan will be worshipped very clearly. The beast or the Antichrist will be worshipped. In verse 11, it goes on and it talks about, I'll simply call him another beast, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And we learn from studying our Bibles, that is the false prophet. And so you have Satan, and you have him giving his power to an antichrist, and then you have a false prophet coming up, and also being in power during that time. And all of them, according to verse 12 then, the Bible says he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, the Antichrist. And now everybody is worshiping the Antichrist, whose power comes from Satan. Therefore, they are worshiping him. And I think about this time. It's Xmas has come. Could be very, very soon. Xmas is coming. There will be no Gloria songs. There will be no angels from the realms of glory being sung. There will be the song, No Room in the Inn. That won't be sung. The song, While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks by Night. Nobody will be singing that on that day. Nobody will sing Silent Night. We all love the song, Oh Holy Night. But they won't be singing that when Xmas comes. Nobody will sing Joy to the World. The Lord has come. And I was thinking as Carol was singing, what a beautiful song. Long ago in Bethlehem, long ago in Galilee, long ago on Calvary. When Xmas comes, they won't be singing songs like that. They won't be singing songs about our sins being atoned for. They won't be singing songs about Jesus dying on a cruel cross. They'll be singing songs like, sad to say, we're hearing today that are now called Christmas songs, but in that day, it'll simply be Xmas. Why? Because there will be no Christ. Oh, he's still Christ. He's still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But as far as man is concerned, the mind and the world and people will not be thinking of Jesus Christ, just like so many don't think about him today. Maybe you're here today and you've not really thought a whole lot about Jesus. And yet, that's exactly what Satan wants. That's exactly what will be going on when Xmas finally comes. Nobody will think about Christ. At least most of the people will not be thinking about Christ. I thought about this. I thought, I wonder if they'll sing to Satan. Actually, a lot of folks do now. There are many, many songs written for Satan. Will they sing to Antichrist? Will they actually have a song, songs for Antichrist, and maybe how he was born and how he came into his power and everything? And will they have songs to Antichrist? Truth is, there are lots of songs. In fact, any song that is Antichrist, could be a song to Antichrist. Any song that would glorify drinking or drugs or adultery or immorality, any kind of song that is Antichrist certainly would glorify and worship Antichrist. I wonder if they'll exchange gifts. I thought about that and just wondered what really will take place. Well, how will they celebrate? Will they celebrate? Certainly there won't be any peace because all one has to do is read the book of Revelation and there's no peace. It is the opposite of peace. It is tribulation during that 7 years. But Xmas has come and Antichrist has risen in power and the dragon, Satan, has given him that power and has empowered him. And he has his religious leader, the false prophet, with him. And they control everything and sure doesn't look like it's very joyful. I was reading verse 15, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast. Oh, there will be miraculous things take place in that day, that the image of the beast should both speak. And watch what it says. And cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Now, I don't know about you, but I would have a hard time singing joy to the world over those kind of circumstances. It doesn't seem very joyful, does it? It's interesting. And cause these people to be killed. It's interesting. There are many very well-known large religions today that if you don't do it their way, you're killed. We hear about it in the news. We hear about it and we just say, oh, well. But when Xmas comes, that's how the whole world's going to be, folks. And Xmas is coming. You know, in a few minutes we'll give an invitation. Folks will have a choice to trust Christ as their Savior. But nobody will be killed if they don't. Nobody will be intimidated or tortured if they don't. Xmas is not the same as Christmas. I was talking in Sunday school and just thinking about our decorations and the trees and the poinsettias and the garland and the celebration of Christmas, the birth of Christ. I was thinking, what if the rapture took place today? Let's say it takes place tonight after the cantata. The last Christmas message will have taken place in these buildings. I wonder what it'll become. I wonder what they'll do, what they'll say about our trees and all the garland and everything. Maybe they'll use all that to somehow worship the Antichrist. I don't know. But Xmas, it has its own spirit. And its spirit is to kill those who disagree. Xmas is not the same as Christmas. Will it be next year? Will it be Xmas next year instead? Well, I mean, there are many, many people trying to make that happen today, folks. It's all over our country. There are so many folks today will not name the name of Jesus Christ in the next few days, not one time. There are families, some of you, your families, where you come from, never talk about him, never say a word about him, never mention his name. In fact, everything has a great big X on it. Will it be that way next year, Xmas? Will it be 5 years from now? I don't know. I just know this. I know Xmas is coming. And I just want to challenge you with these thoughts today. What's that mean? What really is the spirit of Xmas? What is it? We've all, years ago, I watched The Grinch Stole Christmas. What is that? Well, what if he really did? I mean, it's kind of a funny thing, ha-ha, you know, because there's no Grinch and everything. There really is a Grinch trying to steal it. And he will. The Bible says he will. We read about it here in Revelation 13. There's a Satan that's going to steal it. What is the spirit of Xmas? And I just wrote down some things, and I want to share them with you, and I want you to think about it, because it's very possible you have Xmas already in your heart and in your life. The first thing that I think is the spirit of Xmas is there's no Christ. No Christ. That's very obvious. Because you X'd him out. know Christ. In this day, in Revelation 13, there may be some people saved at that time into the tribulation. There will be some folks get saved into the tribulation. At the beginning of the tribulation, there will be no one saved here on this earth. You know why? Because they're all going to be gone. I mean, there won't be any saved people at the beginning. If you say, well, I'm not saved, I'm going to wait till all that happens. And my Bible says that God is going to send a strong delusion that you believe a lie. And there will be lies told that'll be unbelievable. It'll make a lot of the lies of today, it'll make that look good. There's going to be unbelievable lies told. But the spirit of Xmas is no Christ. There might be some little groups here and there in this world, and I know there will be some saved people. And they might, in a woods somewhere where it's 20 below zero, like Christians do in other countries today, there might be a little group singing Silent Night. There might be a little group over here singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. But I got news for you. The newspapers, the television, everything. It's going to be kind of like it's becoming today. The public school programs, there won't be any mention of Christ at all. Workplace, you won't say Merry Christmas. You go into the store and they'll say Happy Holiday. Of course, I'm not sure how many people will be happy by Revelation 13 time. But you know why? It's because there's no Christ. For years, people have started X-ing him out. Well, we don't mean anything by it. We just put an X because, well, X obviously stands for him and all this stuff. No, it doesn't. X in algebra is unknown. Kind of reminds me of the Greeks in the book of Acts. They had a tomb to the unknown God. You know, well, we're going to worship the unknown God. Well, hey, listen, we have a God you can know. We have a God you not only can know Him, and you can know Him personally, but you can know that you have eternal life because of our God. No. X-ing Him out, there's no excuse for it, no reason for it. Don't X Him out of your life. But the spirit of Xmas has no Christ. I remember our vacation Bible school, and the devil was X-ing everything out, and it made me think the whole time. I was thinking about all the folks saying, you can't name the name of Jesus. You can't talk about Jesus. You can't talk about Christ. Stores all over the place are saying, folks are greeting people, saying Happy Holidays. And somebody says Merry Christmas. It's like, oh, can't do that. Season's greetings. You can say that. Don't say Merry Christmas. Don't talk about Jesus. Most Christmas programs today, there's no hint of Christ. Are you listening? I'm talking about most programs across the world, there is no hint of Christ. And I'm just saying to you, that's not an accident. That is on purpose. Because Revelation 13 is going to take place. Xmas is coming. Look, if you will, at Luke 2 and verse 11. Luke chapter 2 and verse 11. Luke 2:11, it says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Ha! You know, that's just, to you and me, that's Christmas. That's what it's all about right there. We can't go a Christmas without reading that story or hearing that story. I mean, many of us, we go back to Charlie Brown's Christmas and remember Linus quoting those very words years and years ago. Amen? Yeah. Well, they show that still, preacher, every now and then. Oh, yeah, but do you know that most of the stuff that's written today, there's nothing. Nothing about Christ, nothing about Jesus being born, because it's the spirit of Xmas. He's X'd out. You see, the spirit of Christmas, you can't have it without Christ. It's not possible. Not real, the real Christmas. It's about Jesus. It's about God you know, we give gifts and all of that. It's because God gave His gift. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And not only does God give the gift, God said He would give His gift. He promised it. He prophesied it. The preachers talked about it all through the Old Testament. God would send the Messiah. God would make it possible for people to go to heaven. The gift of God is eternal life. And you see, Xmas makes God a liar. Yeah. Because God said He would make it possible. And you take away Christ. It's not possible. It's not possible. Revelation 13:6 says, He opened His mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme His name and His tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And I, you know, seriously, where there's Xmas, there's no virgin birth. But there's folks today that deny that. There's religions today that deny that. There's guys that call themselves pastors getting up and denying that. Where there's Xmas, there's no sinless life. Where there's Xmas, there's no death on the cross for our sins. Where there's Xmas, there's no resurrection because there was no birth. There's no ascension because there was no resurrection, because there was no birth. There's no ascension to heaven with the blood. With Xmas, there's no coming again, because with Xmas, there is no Christ. I want to remind you, the Bible tells us and makes it very clear, the devil tried very hard to stop Christmas from ever taking place. He did all that he could. Kill all those little babies. We'll stop God from sending His Son. But he couldn't stop it, could he? But you know what he can do? He can influence you to stop it in your own life. Have you X'd Christ out? The spirit of Xmas, no Christ. The spirit of Xmas, number two, no Christians. No Christians. By the way, anyone can say that they're a Christian, but if there's no Christ, there's no true Christian. If you've not trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you don't have Christ as your Savior, then you're not a Christian. Not a true Christian. You say, well, I was born in a Christian nation. Oh, no, no, no. Just recently our president said this isn't a Christian nation. And by the way, that's true. It's not, because most of the people aren't Christians. But it was founded with Christian principles. And it is what it is because God made it what it is. But I'm just saying this. I'm just saying there are no Christian. There's no true Christian without Christ. Because Christianity and being a Christian happens miraculously at salvation. You can't just say you are one. You can't just read a book and go through a few steps of the book and be one. God has to make you miraculously a Christian. What do you mean? John 3, look at it. John chapter 3. And I love this passage. John 3:3 says this. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now that's very clear. That's very blunt. That's very bold. Except a man be born again. Verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. That's born from above. That's miraculously saved. That is to have new life. That is to be born with God as your Father. That which is born of the flesh, that's just flesh. But that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. It is a miraculous birth. Notice verse 16 of John chapter 3, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Now you take Christ away, and you have Xmas. There are no Christians, because there's no new birth. There's no one being born again. It's not possible. A true Christian is not better than anyone else. He's just different. Amen. Just different, that's all. He's forgiven. Amen. He has a new father. He has a new family. And God makes all that possible. It's not by works of righteousness which we've done, but it's according to His mercy. That's all. You know, Christmas, it's all about God's mercy. It's all about God's grace. It's not about anything you and I have done. It's all about what He did. But if the spirit of Xmas is no Christ, the spirit of Xmas is no Christians. Yes, there will be some get saved during the tribulation, but anything they do for Christ, it'll be hidden. In a woods, in a basement, as Christians did in the catacombs, as Christians have done in other countries, it'll be hidden. No Christ, no Christians. Number three, there will be no church. No church. Oh, there will be a lot of assemblies. The false prophet is a religious leader. There will be a lot of assemblies, but there will be no New Testament church because the New Testament church is made up of true Christians. And if there's no Christians because there's no Christ, then there won't be any church. No churches. No true churches full of true Christians. What's that mean? It means there won't be soul winning in the big churches. Oh, there'll be, like I say, there'll be people getting saved. But the spirit of Xmas is to have no soul winning. Laws everywhere, every state is dealing with laws that are trying to stop us from going soul winning. Of course, they didn't have to make a law for some of you. You haven't gone in a long, long time anyway. But again, that's that spirit of Xmas that has influenced us. But again, no church, no soul winning, no bus ministry, no Christian school, no Sunday school classes. Do you know in the past week the choir has sung our cantata in prison? Do you understand? The spirit of Xmas, you won't be doing that. You can come and sing about Santa. You can come and sing about snowmen. You can come and talk about the snow. You can worship winter. You might even be able to throw in some things about Allah. But you're not going to sing about Jesus Christ. That's in Xmas. It's not going to happen. Shepherd's Ministry had a great Christmas program. With Xmas, they won't be able to talk about Christ. Berean Baptist Academy had a wonderful program. Won't be able to do that in Xmas, not talk about Christ. Senior citizens got to hear the cantata yesterday, had a wonderful time, and it was all about Jesus. I think about our bus ministry today and the Berean Bucks. And those children all hear about Jesus Christ. Xmas won't be allowed. There won't be a church. Won't be an RU program. Won't be a Spanish ministry telling folks about Jesus. Won't be a deaf ministry signing to people that Jesus loves them. It will not take place because there will be no Christ. There will be no Christians. Therefore, there will be no church. That's when Xmas comes. Read Revelation 13. That day is coming someday. Don't know when, but it's coming. No Christ, no Christians, no church. The spirit of Xmas, there's no change. Number four, no change. Turn, if you will, to 2 Corinthians 5:17. I make reference to this often. And notice what it says. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, see it? Well, if there's no Christ, you can't be in Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Why is Christmas so special to me? Why does Carol Poor stand up and sing and she has tears coming down her eyes? Why is it it touches our heart and it tugs at our heartstrings when we talk about Jesus Christ dying on a cross and we talk about Him being born so He can die and we sing the song, Born to Die. And we talk about, oh, Holy Night. And we talk about Him being our Savior. We talk about Him being the Lamb of God, the sacrifice for our sins. Why? Because through Him we can be a new creature. But in Xmas, there is no change because there's no Christ. That means drunks remain drunks. Thieves remain a thief. Liars stay liars. Those who hate continue hating. Those with the guilt of sin, whether it be abortion, abuse, or whatever it might be, they'll always have that guilt because there's no change. Why? What makes Christmas so great, preacher? Because God saved me and He changed me. But in Xmas, think about Revelation 13. What a miserable, miserable existence. No Christ, no Christians, no church, no change. Number five, no chance. No chance. 1 Peter 1, and verse 18. 1 Peter 1, 18. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold. Okay, you can't be saved with your money. You can't be saved with your prestige. It's not possible. Silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. How can you be saved? How can you be redeemed? It says, verse 19, with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by Him do believe in God, that raised Him up from the dead and gave Him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. But with Xmas, there is no Christ. And with Xmas, there's no blood of Christ. And with Xmas, there's no redemption. Well, we'll work our way. Well, the Bible says, for by grace he is saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works. Why do we give out gifts? It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's not works. Well, you know, as long as you just do enough good, you can get to heaven. No, you can't do enough good. That's the problem. Not when our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. So it's not works. Look at Hebrews 10. Here's another thing that it's not, and it'll be very, very obvious and very in very large in the tribulation time. Hebrews 10, verse 1, religion will be huge. But you know what? You can't be saved by religion. Hebrews 10, verse 1, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make the comers thereunto perfect. Never. All the sacrifices, all the rituals you may go through religiously, they can't make you perfect. They can't save you. They can't redeem you. It is not possible. It's not by works. It's not by religion. Look at verse 4. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. You see that? It is not possible. Well, yeah, but I'll offer some sacrifices. That ought to take care. It's not possible. Can't take away sins. That's what the Bible says. Verse 11. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices. Watch what it says. Which can never take away sins. Can't do it. All the religion in the world cannot save us. All the good works in the world cannot save us. But look at verse 10, or verse 10. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. It says in verse 11, which can never take away sins, verse 12, but this man, talking about Jesus, this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Why? Because it was finished. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying with Xmas, there's no chance. All of the Xmas ritual, all of the Xmas celebration, all of whatever they have to do. We'll make an image to the Antichrist. We'll put it up in every city. People will bow down. Understand, without Christ, there's no chance. No chance for heaven. You cannot be saved by your works. I guarantee that'll be said. Well, just do, be loyal to your country. Be loyal to the world. Be loyal to the global community. I guarantee. We're hearing all that kind of stuff now. Be loyal to all these people. Do it because it's right. And if you don't do it, we'll kill you. No chance. Only with Jesus is there redemption. Only with Jesus is there salvation. Real quick, look at Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. We may have started in Revelation that doesn't seem Christmassy, but we are getting a lot of Christmas passages. Isaiah 53, verse 5. Here's what Christmas is all about. Isaiah 53, verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Who? This man. Christ. This man. John 3, verse 36. We were in John just a few minutes ago. John 3, 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of God abideth on him. You're here today without Jesus Christ. Understand something. You've X'd him out. You need him. He's the Savior. He died to pay for your sins. My Bible says if you call upon him, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can be saved today. He loves you. He died for you. He wants to save you. Don't X Christ out. Because with Xmas, there is no chance. It is hell. For all those that worship the beast, for all those that worship Satan, there is no chance. Xmas, there's no Christ. There's no Christians. There's no church. There's no change. There's no chance. Number six, there's no choice. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever. It's up to you. It's your choice. Xmas? Oh, Everybody goes to hell because there is no salvation. You say, well, I kind of like some of the things of the devil. He has no salvation. He loses, by the way. He ends up in the lake of fire himself. Why in the world would anyone want to follow him? But he has no, Antichrist has no salvation. All he has is, well, if you don't do this, I'm going to kill you. That's all he has. That's all Xmas has to offer. You know, you do things our way, period. That's it. Or you die. That's Revelation 13 is what it's all about. But with Christ, there's a choice. With Christ, you have a choice to have your sins forgiven. See, we're all sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And Jesus Christ is the difference. That's the difference. You say, what's the difference between you and me? If you're not saved today, the difference is Jesus. He's forgiven my sins. He died on the cross to pay for them. With Xmas, there's no choice. And then the last thing, first of all, there's no Christ. No Christians, no church, no change, no chance, no choice. Number seven, there's certainly no cheer. No cheer. With Xmas, think about it. There's nothing cheerful. Now, don't get mad, all right? Just hold on a second. If, for example, Santa, if he knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake, do you understand everybody gets cold? Who doesn't? Well, those that are good. The Bible says there's none good. You know, that's the spirit of Xmas. Just be good. Satan tells people that all the time. Just be good. Be good. Just be good. Well, what's good? Well, just don't talk about Jesus. Just don't talk about Christ. Just, we're all sinners, folks. You know what's so special about Christmas? It's not, well, you got to do it this way or that way. No, you know what's so special is that for God so loved the world. That's what's so special. It's so special. God loved me. And God sent His Son to die for me. And God made it possible for me to be saved. You know what I deserve. I deserve coal in my stocking. I don't deserve a gift. I deserve punishment in hell because of my sin. Christmas is about a Christ, a Messiah, an anointed one, a Savior who paid the price and said to me, here's a gift. I offer you eternal life. Praise God. That's plenty to cheer about. Yeah. Oh, if it's all contingent on someone who knows if you've been bad or good, then everyone goes to hell. But Jesus Christ gave us hope. Hope of eternal life. And so we have a funeral, and people say, what's wrong with you people? You're not crying the whole time. You sing at a funeral. What is wrong with you? I promise you, I have funeral directors all the time. Now, Pastor, your funerals are different. You folks sing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a lot to sing about. Don't ignore dead bodies, folks. Don't ignore the fact that they went somewhere. Don't just pass it off and oh, well, yeah, I guess that's just the way it is. No. Understand. Here's why we sing. We know where they went. Here's why we sing. We know who made it possible for them to go there. That's why we sing. That's why I'm celebrating Christmas. He came to die on a cross to pay for my sin. We are sinners, but He died for me. And you know what He promises? He promises comfort for now. He promises that He's coming soon. And He promises continual blessings in heaven forever. Amen. And I got news for you. That's cheer. Jesus Himself said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. Xmas is coming, but it'll have a spirit of no Christ. No Christians, no church, no change, no chance, no choice, and no cheer. Aren't you glad today that we can celebrate Christmas and we can have all these things? I cannot even imagine this building being used for anything but what it's being used for today. But during the tribulation, it will be. We know that. Unless it's blown up into pieces, I don't know. But I'm just saying, it's hard to imagine. Brother Don, it's hard to imagine what they would be doing there. I mentioned our old church back in Marion, Indiana, that where I surrendered to preach the gospel, went to the altar many, many times, made many, many decisions. But years ago, That same building where I knelt, that same place where the altar was, just like our altar right here, that building, that spot, is now a dance floor for an American Legion. And you know, during the tribulation, there won't be all the decorations with the name Christ on them. It'll be whatever. No Christ, no Christians. No church, no change, no chance, no choice, no cheer. Let's bow our heads, please. Perhaps Christ is not part of your life. I beg you, I plead with you to trust Jesus as your Savior this morning. If you've never done it, if you've never called upon the Lord to save you, if you've never asked Jesus to forgive you, please, please, please do not leave here till you do. In a moment, we'll give an invitation. You'll have an opportunity to come, and someone will take a Bible, and they'll show you in the Bible what I just talked about. Clearly, they'll show you how you can know for sure you're going to heaven when you die. Christian, maybe you've kind of let some things slip yourself. You've kind of fallen into the Revelation 13 pattern of X-ing Christ out of everything. I trust that if you need to make a decision as well, you'd make that decision. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Is there someone that'd say, "Preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. Please pray for me. I don't know if I'm going to heaven. Pray for me." Raise your hand. I want to pray for you. Anyone? I'm the only one looking. Nobody else is. Be honest. Just say, "Pray for me. I do not know if I'm saved. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I'm going to heaven. Pray for me." Is there someone like that? Pray for me. Pray for me. Just raise your hand. Pray for me. I think there's some like that. I'm going to pray for you anyway. Father, bless our invitation. Help us to do what you want us to do in decisions that we make. Help us to be faithful to pray for our country, our nation, our neighbors, our co-workers, our family, our loved ones, who maybe don't have Christ in their life as well. Bless the invitation, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand, please. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. The instruments play, "Thou didst leave thy throne." And God's spoken to your heart today and you have a decision to make. You come. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. You have a decision to make. You need to pray. You come right now. And kneel at an old-fashioned altar while it is an altar. When it is an altar, you can be saved today. He said, "I'm going to wait till the tribulation." My friend, God will send strong delusion. You'll believe the lie of the Antichrist. You won't be saved. You won't be saved. Xmas is coming. For some, it's already there. If you need to pray, please come. Any others need to come? Invitation still open. Let's have our ushers come. You can be seated for just a moment. I just want to receive this love offering. Elijah Meehan is a little six-year-old. He just recently turned six. He's been in our 4- and 5-year-old department now for a while. And just in the last couple weeks, found out that he has leukemia. He is undergoing chemotherapy at Toledo Hospital and all that goes along with that. And when David and I visited with him, of course, he was like any child, naming all the things that he wanted for Christmas. And, of course, the one thing I thought of more than anything is that God would touch his little body and would heal him. And God can do that. But I thought it'd be nice, and we wanted, especially at least with the Berean Bucks, we wanted the children to have a part. And I can almost guarantee that just about every child will have a part in that. And obviously, though, we need the real cash to come from here. And we wanted to get him something spiritual, like a Wii. That's real spiritual, isn't it? But you say, "Well, what about the New Testament?" Well, maybe when he's older. But anyway, he's 6 years old. So anyway, you get an idea of the kind of money we're looking at. Please give, though. And let's be a blessing to this young man. And I know he will appreciate that. Father, thank you so much for the gift.
that you gave. And so many are sacrificing this year and giving. And Lord, certainly that is part of the Spirit, giving. And help us now to give to this little boy, to be a blessing to him. And I pray that it'll be received and be a help and a comfort and a blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's all stand. Don't forget tonight, of course, the Christmas cantata at 6 o'clock, and that'll be a blessing. At 5 o'clock, we'll have all of our practices, and do you have anything at 4:30? Nope. So choir at 5, everybody at 5, teens, men's prayer, ladies' prayer time, all at 5, and then 6 o'clock, the cantata. Hope you have somebody coming, and it will certainly be a blessing. All right, Brother Don, close in prayer, please.
Father, we certainly are thankful for the gift that you gave, which we are celebrating this season. Ask, Lord, that the reason for the season be ever upon our minds and our hearts. And Lord, may we carry the message of Christ's birth and the reason for his coming to all those that we meet this Christmas season. Guide and direct and bless in our hearts and lives. Bring us together again tonight, we pray in Jesus' name.